very did not describe close. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vishnu Priya and took sannyas and went to Puri. And she was so much feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered her to anyone that if you can make a deity of Nimmakat.
Neem.
And you can worship.
Mahaprabhu himself ordered.
Ordered through anyone.
Gotcha.
So he managed to have a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he used to worship that deity. For so long as he was alive. The deity used to talk with Vishnu Priya, and Vishnu Priya used to talk.
The deity directly spoke.
He spoke. And she just had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. But he still feeling so much separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that Vishnu Priya is worshipping me and I have left her and roaming here and there. So he made up his mind that I should pay this.
Repay
this. So when he came in the shape of Ram, in Tretaji, understand? In Tretaji, he went to forest with Sita and Lakshman. And from Sangam, Triveni, he came to this Navadvip. And he stayed at Mamgachi, Mothram Deep. And he remembered all the past things. And also coming. And he saw that this Navadvip like Navadvip land is so beautiful. And he told Lakshman to make a bhajan, to a kutir. And he made that. Kutir, you know. Then he made. One day, Ramchandra was laughing. And Sita Devi told that why you are smiling. Then no, nothing. But she told repeatedly, I want to know why you are smiling. Then Ramchandra told that I will come to this land and I will have a birth in Brahman. Sachi will be my mind. Kausalya will be my mother. I will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you will be Vishnu. And I will left you and take sannyas and go everywhere roaming. She told that why you go. Then she told he told that the frame has two sides. One meeting and another separation. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, I have left you in home and I have taken sannyas and without home everywhere I am roaming.
Yes.
I was roaming. Now, I will be in Raj Palace, and you'll have to leave the Raj Palace, and without whom you'll have to leave. And you'll have to feel separation. But I will worship your deity here, of golden Sita.
Yeah.
She told that we are roaming here and there. After some time, Ravan will come and he will take you away to Lanka. And I will feel separation but a little. That is, in prem, there are four sanyogs and four separations. Purvaraj, Man, Pravas, and Kudur Pravas. And after that meeting, becomes thick and thick. So, all these things I will placed in Krishna Lila, so much in higher state. But in this Lila, Sridhajiv Lila, there will be no mass, no such meeting, no Mahabhav, no other things. But yet there will be separation. So you and myself will realize something, separation. But real separation will be when I will, by a washerman's word, I will leave you forever for this life. And I will send Lakshman with you to give you in forest. Then you will feel so much separation. I will be in Raj Palace, but I will also feel separation. At that time, you will have a state of Valmiki. He will give consolation to you. And also two sons, Law, Egg, and Kool, in your lap. So that your separation will be some lesser. But my separation will go up and up and high. So I will think how to pass my day without it. I have left outwardly but not inwardly. So how I pass my time? Then I will give some inspiration in Vasishtha. And I will tell him that I want to do a Ashwamedh Yajna. Then he will tell that you cannot do an Ashwamedh Yajna without Sita, without wife. So you bring back Sita and you can do Ashwamedh Yajna. He told that I want to do Ashwamedh Yajna, but I will not bring Sita again. It will be against my principle. Marjada. All will tell that he has left Sita and again he is in the custody of control of his wife and so he cannot leave. So I cannot leave. Then Vasishtha told that you should take any girl as your wife. Very beautiful. There are so many legs and legs girls. So you want to marry you. Because I cannot do. I have only one Sita. He told that you cannot do. But he insisted that I will have to do Raj Yajna. Let any management to be done. Then he told that you can make a golden Sita. And he called you can go after me. Then he told us yes, and he managed a very beautiful sitting sita in golden gold. And she was called resembling to sita. But he was gold, she was gold, and she was gold. Woman. But anyhow, he did Pran Pratishtha by Vasishtha, and she became king, golden. Then he took Sita and he managed to arrive to a yajna at the side of Gomti Nadi in Namicharan. And very great Ashtamedha yajna was done there. All brothers and mothers and all others, Hanuman and Sugri and all were called, and yajna was going on. In the meantime, Valmiki was teaching law and school in Ramayana, and they were at the age of 7 to 9, within. And very beautiful as Ram. Ram was at that time at the age of 11,000 years. Only some years were left that his Leela was to be Amprakat. So at that time, he was at the age of 11,000 years. But at the time, the same time, he was looking at the age of 16 only, very kishore and pure. And Lokus were of 9 years or 8 years. They were in Pong Gonda, but they were also sitting in kishore age. No? So, both are one, yes, greater than Lokus, but yet resembling more.
Similar.
Some difference of age.
Few years.
But both sons, Lokus were similar to Ram. Then, by the order of Valmiki, they went to that fire yajna and began to sing first sarga. That is the first sarga. Ram called the boy in the midday, because in the morning yajna was dying, and midday some rest, and after that again yajna. So in midday, he called the two boys, Raj Palace, Manetkin, and told the thing that they went to sing melodiously. And higher and upper, and so sweet, they were also very beautiful. So everyone were charmed. Ram used to beat Lakshman, and especially Kausalya, Sumitra, and Kaikeyi also began to beat to hear all this. A pathetic sense was there. Ram was so moved that he told after finishing, when they finished the 10th sarga and they were ready to return to Valmiki Ashram, Ram told Lakshmana that ask them what is the name of their father and where they live, and give them in golden beads, so many jewels golden pants, very good cloth and ornaments. Lakshman went to them and told that all are so pleased. Ramchandra, the king, also pleased. He has ordered me to present these things. And he wanted to know, he wants to know your father's name and where you live, where about. Lakshman told repeatedly these things, but they were silent, not answering. At least when he repeated, Lakshman repeated so many times, then he told that I thought at first that you are learned person and you are so wise, but now I am saying that you have not read in epics, Vedas and Shastra, and you have not gone to your any Gurudev, because everyone knows that if anyone asks something to Brahmachari, he should not ask the name of his father and mother, and where he has taken birth or anything. Only our parichaya, parichaya means whereabouts, is that we are the Shishya Valmiki. He should know only this. No father and mother Brahmachari. Lakshman was guided, and he was astonished that where he has got all these teachings. Then he told that you should take this presentation. He told that I did not take this presentation. I have so many fruits in my ashram, Guru ashram. I have plantain cloth. I have everything there. I have put ashram to feed. I have been asking. I have books for reading. I have everything for myself. So I did not want anything able to be able to be kept to be Saram and easy. I have no use of all this. So, hearing all these things, Lakshman became more and more astonished, and he came to Ram and told all these things. In the meantime, they returned to their mother, and Sita Devi was telling that, why you make so late? I was waiting for you for a long time. Sita Devi's mother, she had got to a king named Ram and their brother, and they were doing yajna, and we were there, and we were obeying the order of our Gurudev. We were making here Valmiki Ramayana to them, but Lokus did not knew up till now that we are sons of Ramachandra, because Valmiki has only teached them up to Rajyabhishek, not further. So they did not knew that Ram was their father. So we were singing the songs of Ramayana, and all were astonished, all were weeping, all were moved. So it became late, but other things were astonished. When we saw something there, that there was a city like you, almost everything like you, but she was in golden, and you are like you. So I think that lady, that golden lady, was sitting in the
left side
of Ram, and Ram was purchasing that lady. Hearing this, Sita Devi began to weep loudly. Then Lord Kur began to
Now, remove her tears.
Remove her tears and tell Father, 5 hours we are meeting. But she could not reply anything. Then suddenly thought that, oh, king has left his space for sake of Marjada, but Ram has not left me. Ram has not left Sita. So it became more and more feeling separation. So this was only due to Vishnu Priya worship that Vigraha and keeping Vishnu Priya in home, Mahaprabhu went there. So instead of that, here Ram left Sita for going further and he worshipped Sita in being in home. So this is only for but to pay also. So there is a connection between Mahaprabhu Lila and Krishna Lila and Ram.
But what is the connection with Krishna's Lila?
Krishna, because he told that in Dwapara you will be Krishna and you will be Srimati Radhika and you will feel so much separation. I will leave Vrindavan and I will go to Dwarka and feel so much separation. And in the meantime, how I will live in Dwarka and Mathura? So I sent Uddhava in that your school to learn all this is praying. And then he will come to me and he will give me consolation. Without him, I cannot live. So, to taste all these two things, separation and meeting, and all these things, I will have to do all these things. I told so many things. That is why Sarvam Bhattacharya saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ram, Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Also, Nityananda Prabhu has also seen, perhaps, in Sarvam. Also, Murari Gupta has seen in Sarvam.